We're back here on Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz, Wyatt Thompson, Mitch Fortner. Before the end of the hour, we will squeeze in some talk about women's basketball and baseball. K-State baseball swept at Texas. It was a tough weekend for them, certainly. But if you did just hear the Bruce Weber interview, or if you missed it, you can check it out. News Radio on Demand tab after the show is done. And we'll hear from Jordan Willis at 5:25. But, you know, just some immediate reaction to what Bruce Weber had to say. I think, to me, especially the way that Wesley Iwundu was playing down the stretch, it made it feel like a double-edged sword because he was so much better, mm-hmm. but he's leaving. DJ Johnson, I thought, was maybe the most valuable player on the team throughout a lot of the season. You are going to have to replace those guys. But to me, I guess the case that he's making there about having more depth and versatility inside, okay, I'm willing to listen. You know, if you can get an experienced veteran big, I think that is going to be the key. I do think you're going to have somebody – you're going to have somebody outside of, you know, Maurice Wade, Love, to really be a decent impact down low to pick things up. And then, honestly, to me, the biggest key to everything outside of just the guys that are here developing right now seems to be Cartier Jara. And maybe I've been too hard on Kamau Stokes at point guard, but it just seems to me in a lot of ways like it's a square peg, round hole. He is much better off the ball where he can shoot. When he is a point guard, he just really went through some growing pains seemingly this year. So I can see the case that you could build to where perhaps that the team is able to take a step if Cartier Jara is as advertised.
Well, I think you make some interesting points on both Cartier and Kamau. I think what you said about Kamau is pretty accurate in probably his most consistent play throughout the entirety of the season was, let's be honest, probably off the ball. This is a young man who really, for the most part, is a two-guard, scoring mentality guard, maybe is the better way to say it, that they're asking to play a heck of a lot of point guard. And I think he was better this past season than he was in his freshman year in doing that, playing point. We were just talking off air, and I think this is the thing that, you know, the coaches strive for, fans hope for, what have you, is that you continue with that progression. And I was saying to you off air, there are so many young players in this program, or players in this program, won't even use the word young here, that they all of them need to take a step forward. And some of those steps hopefully will be bigger than others. As an example, the step that you hope that Brian Patrick takes may be different than the step that Dean Wade needs and we hope will take. Or Kamau Stokes as opposed to Cartier, who hasn't really played yet. But all of them, to be what everybody wants them to be, all of the guys have to be better because those are two holes. And I think Coach Weber touched on this. They need more depth and they need more versatility. That was one of the things that hurt this team this year when DJ was struggling a bit from time to time with his foot or foul trouble or whatever, they were at times limited. But I think like Isaiah Maurice would be another example. He struggled, showed a flash or two, struggled again, / suspended. But when he came back, I believe he was a little bit more into it, committed, whatever you want to call it, and he was better. A long ways from where they would like to see him be, but you saw some progress. Those are the little glimpses that you hope that they take into the offseason in just terms of being in the gym, working on strengths and weaknesses, strength and conditioning and all of those things. And we're talking off air about everybody strives for consistency. That's what I think this team needs. Everybody needs to take that step forward. But they also need to do it and be as consistent as possible because we say it all the time, 35 games is a pretty good little marathon, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm glad you brought up Dean Wade because he actually hasn't come up really in this conversation at all. But if there's a returner that I think you'd like to see the biggest step from, I mean, to me, it continues to just be Dean Wade. Statistically, I'm pulling it up here, and I meant to look this up earlier today, but basically the exact same guy, if not slightly down statistically from what he was as a freshman in 2016-17. The assist numbers are a little bit up, but rebounds down, points down. You know, I mean, across the board, just about the same. Three-point shooting was better. That'd be the one area you could say percentage-wise, three-point shooting was better.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, you know, I think if you would have said 9 points, 4.5 rebounds after going 10-5 as a freshman, people would be slightly disappointed.
Sure. And again, but here's another guy, and I don't want to just have the be perceived as just trying to look at the positives, but there were times when he was much better than 9 and 4.5, right?
Kansas twice.
Yes, that I think is what you look for in that off season. That's what I hope he's looking at. Maybe is the better way to say it. That against some of the better competition, not all, but some, he was pretty good. But it needs to be there every time, a couple of times a week from November to March. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. Well, without DJ, you know, rebound numbers you'd hope would go up, just the overall being aggressive for Dean Witt. I think that to me would be where things could start for him. I do want to squeeze in just a little bit. Last Monday, we were getting ready to go over to Bramlage Coliseum. The K-State women were about to play Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
The Cardinal have now made the Final Four, so I guess that perhaps eases some of the sting of losing to them here in Manhattan. But speaking of players being hurt, you know, like talking about DJ Johnson and his issues, I mean, Kindred Wiesman, Bree Lewis, a lot of the players on that team had been dealing with some injuries. Jeff Mitty said as much after the game, but I just love the fact you didn't hear anything at all. He even pointed out, hey, you guys that cover the team, have the beat, you're here every day. You guys didn't know this. We didn't use it as an excuse. It clearly, they just have a culture of toughness, and for, you know, girls like Kindred to go out and play through the pain that she did and play the way that she did in those two tournament games, I was really impressed with.
I think you have to look at what they accomplished after what he said after that loss on that Monday night as a pretty successful run. She battled it for quite some time, is my understanding of it now. And it wasn't just her. There were others from what I've been told. And I think you're right. I think there is a culture there of toughness and working to get better. It, you know, Coach Mitty would be the first to tell you that he had a really good group. This group of seniors, from the time he walked in here, you got to have something to believe in and hang your hat on. And I think he is so appreciative of that they followed, you know, and tried to do it what I will describe as his way / the right way, right?
Yeah.
And I think you have to give them a lot of credit for that. And to fight like they did towards the end, and I think we all, I mean, everybody saw that Stanford was quality. They've been somewhat of the, maybe not the Connecticut standard.
They're in that next tier.
But that next tier, yeah. I mean, I don't know. What was it? How many times have they been to the Sweet 16 straight?
It was 10 or 11. I can't remember if this was number 11 or this was number 10.
But think about that. You can say what you want, but when we sit here and talk about consistency on one hand and you look at that, probably didn't get a whole heck of a lot better than that. That's pretty high standard right there.
Yeah, it'll be tough to replace the seniors on that team, no doubt, but they have talent. They have talent. They've been recruiting. That is one thing Jeff Mitty has done a really good job of here in Manhattan. Hour two of the show here from Jordan Willis at 525. We can take a phone call or two to end the hour here, 537-1350. If you got it, you can tweet us at the game KMAN as well. We'll wrap up the first hour of Wildcat Insider next.